Have you ever wondered if a younger woman's actions are aimed at making you feel a certain way? Specifically, trying to spark jealousy? Well, you're not alone. And today, we're going to unravel this mystery together. It's quite a strategy, often subtle and confusing, but understanding it can change the game for you, an older gentleman, navigating the dating scene. By the end of this video, you'll be equipped with the knowledge to recognize these tactics and the wisdom to handle them with grace, ensuring your connections remain genuine and your interactions positive. Oh, and don't miss out on our bonus tip at the end of the video. It ties all these points together beautifully. It's a crucial piece of advice for effectively responding to these signs, enhancing your understanding and approach. Stay tuned for it. 1. Flirtatious behavior. This is a classic move in the game of attraction and jealousy, especially when it's done right in front of someone. It's not just about batting eyelashes or a casual touch. It's the whole performance, designed to capture attention. When a younger woman flirts with others in the presence of an older man, it's often a deliberate act, not just casual socializing. She might laugh louder, touch more, or direct her gaze to ensure it's noticed. It's like she's on stage, and she's making sure the performance is seen by the intended audience. The key here isn't just the act of flirting itself, but the glance over to see the reaction it elicits. It's a moment charged with expectation. Will there be a flash of annoyance, a hint of discomfort, or a display of indifference? This isn't about creating discomfort out of thin air. It's about testing the waters, seeing if there's a ripple of jealousy that indicates deeper feelings or perhaps a possessive streak. Recognizing when flirtatious behavior is a signal rather than just social interaction changes the game. It's not about confrontation or jumping to conclusions, but about observing and understanding the subtleties of interaction. This awareness can guide how one responds, whether by addressing the behavior directly, showing confidence and security, or simply by understanding the underlying motivations and choosing not to play into the game. It's about staying in control, keeping it light, and not letting jealousy cloud judgment. 2. Celebrity crush conversations. These conversations can take an interesting turn when used strategically in social interactions. It's a common scenario, casually bringing up that movie star or musician who seems to embody perfection. But when these mentions become frequent in the presence of an older man, it might be more than just a passing fancy. The underlying intent could be to stir a bit of jealousy, a nudge to gauge how deeply his feelings run. The fascinating part is the contrast between the reality of these crushes and their role in these interactions. The odds of actually meeting, let alone forming a romantic connection with a celebrity, are slim to none. Yet, the constant chatter about a celebrity crush can evoke a sense of competition, however unrealistic it may be. It's not the celebrity themselves posing a threat, but the idea of unattainable perfection they represent. This tactic can serve multiple purposes. It might be a playful test to see if the man shows signs of concern or possessiveness, indicating a deeper interest. Alternatively, it could be a way to keep the relationship dynamic and engaging, adding a layer of harmless intrigue. Realizing the difference between idle chatter and genuine chats about a celebrity infatuation can provide information about the dynamics of the relationship and the emotional states of the parties involved. It's about reading between the lines, appreciating the subtleties of communication, and responding with confidence and assurance, knowing that real connections are built on much more than fleeting fantasies. 3. Prioritizing friends over the older man. Choosing to spend more time with friends rather than with an older man can be a subtle yet effective strategy to stir the pot of jealousy and gauge his level of interest. This approach isn't about outright rejection or creating obvious tension, but about subtly shifting priorities in a way that's bound to get noticed. Repeatedly opting for the company of friends over one-on-one time sends a clear message. There are other important people and activities in her life. This tactic is intriguing because it plays on the natural human response to competition and scarcity. When someone is less available, their time becomes more valuable, sparking an increase in desire from those who wish to be prioritized. For the older man in question, this could translate into a wake-up call, making him reassess his feelings and the importance of the relationship. What makes this strategy particularly engaging is its non-confrontational nature. It's not about making grand statements or dramatic exits. It's about subtly showing that her world is full and rich, with or without him. This can lead to a variety of reactions, from increased efforts to secure more of her time to reflections on where he stands in her life. Understanding this dynamic is crucial. It's not just about the actions themselves, but about what they signify, a test of commitment, interest, and the value placed on the relationship. Recognizing this can lead to more open discussions about expectations and desires, ultimately strengthening the bond between them, provided the message is received in the spirit intended. Hey, if you're finding today's video helpful, please hit the like button and subscribe for more. It all helps so much, and I really appreciate it. 4. Social media behavior. Social media has become a battleground for attention, with provocative or thirst trap pictures acting as a prime strategy for eliciting reactions. Posting such content isn't just about garnering likes or followers. It's often a calculated move to provoke a specific response, particularly jealousy. By showcasing oneself in an alluring, sometimes suggestive manner, the poster sends a clear signal. They are desirable to a wider audience. This isn't just a play for general admiration, but a targeted message aimed at sparking a sense of urgency and possibly possessiveness in an observer, in this case, an older man. The psychology behind this is fascinating. It taps into basic human instincts: attraction, desire, and competition. When someone sees a flood of appreciative comments under a provocative photo of someone they're interested in, it can trigger a fear of loss or rivalry. The thought process shifts from passive interest to active concern about potential competitors, amplifying the value of the individual's attention and affection. What's engaging about this tactic is its dual nature. On one hand, it's empowering for the person posting. They control the narrative, the image, and the resultant buzz. On the other, it's a litmus test for the observer's feelings, revealing their level of attachment and willingness to engage or compete for attention. It's important to understand this social media dynamic. It's important to recognize the strategy at work rather than criticizing the behavior or behaving rashly. This insight allows for a more measured response, whether it's engaging with the content in a playful manner, addressing the issue in a private conversation, or simply acknowledging the underlying motives without overreacting. It's about navigating the complex web of digital interactions with awareness and poise. 5. Mentioning past relationships. Speaking about former relationships or ex-partners on a regular basis might be a subtle approach to get a man to open up, particularly when it comes to gauging his degree of commitment. It's not about living in the past, but about bringing it up just enough to spark a reaction. This tactic goes beyond casual reminiscence. It's about strategically placing these mentions where they're most likely to ignite a flicker of jealousy. What makes this approach so intriguing is its subtlety. It's not an overt attempt to make someone feel insecure, but rather a way to see if they're paying attention, if they care enough to be affected. It's like saying, "You're not the only one who has been important to me," without really saying it. This can lead to a range of responses, from a casual dismissal to a more pronounced concern, each revealing something about the depth of the man's feelings and his view of the relationship. The art lies in the balance. It's not about dredging up the past in every conversation, but dropping it in just often enough to keep it present. The aim isn't to create discomfort or insecurity, but to gauge where one stands. It's a test of sorts, a way to measure how much the man is invested and whether he sees a future that's exclusively theirs. Navigating this terrain requires a keen sense of awareness. Recognizing when past relationships are brought up as a mere topic of conversation versus a deliberate attempt to provoke jealousy can change the dynamics of the interaction. It's about understanding the intention behind the mention and responding in a way that reaffirms the current relationship's strength and potential. 6. Delayed text responses. Delayed responses to texts can be a subtle but effective way to pique someone's interest, or even stir a bit of jealousy, especially when the person is known to be actively engaged in social activities or with friends. This tactic plays on the expectation of immediate communication that smartphones have ingrained in us. When someone doesn't reply right away, it can lead to a whirlwind of thoughts. Are they with someone else? Are they having more fun without me? What's particularly clever about this approach is its plausible deniability. In today's busy world, it's entirely reasonable to be slow to respond due to various commitments. However, when it becomes a pattern, especially during times known for social gatherings or outings, it might not be just about being busy. It's about sending a message without explicitly saying anything, hinting that the person has a vibrant social life that doesn't revolve around their phone or, by extension, the person waiting on the other end. This strategy's effectiveness lies in its ability to invoke a sense of missing out, a FOMO, that can lead to a desire for more inclusion in the other person's life. It's a nudge for the receiver to consider their place in the sender's list of priorities and potentially to up their game. Recognizing this tactic is key. It's not about jumping to conclusions or getting worked up over every late reply, but about noticing patterns and contexts, Understanding when delayed responses are a strategic move rather than just a busy schedule can help navigate the situation more calmly and strategically, ensuring that reactions are measured and relationships are kept in perspective. Bonus tip: understanding the motivation behind jealousy induction. Understanding the motivation behind inducing jealousy is key to navigating and mitigating such tactics within a relationship. Often, when a younger woman employs jealousy as a strategy, it's not just about playing games. It can be a complex, multifaceted attempt to seek attention, test the strength and resilience of the relationship, or seek reassurance about the man's feelings towards her. This approach might stem from underlying insecurities or a desire for a clearer affirmation of commitment and interest from the man's side. The crux of addressing these tactics lies in open, honest communication. It's about creating a safe space where feelings and concerns can be expressed without fear of judgment or retaliation. Discussing the instances that triggered feelings of jealousy and understanding the intentions behind certain actions can lead to deeper insights into each other's emotional needs and expectations. Moreover, addressing personal insecurities plays a significant role. It's about self-reflection and recognizing one's value within the relationship, independent of external validations or the fear of potential rivals. This self-assurance can diminish the impact of jealousy-inducing tactics and foster a healthier, more secure relationship dynamic. Effective communication and a strong sense of self are essential tools for both partners. They not only help in deciphering the underlying reasons for such behavior, but also in responding to them constructively. By tackling the root causes of jealousy and insecurity, both partners can work towards a more transparent, trusting, and fulfilling relationship. Now that you know how to tell when she's trying to make you jealous, what's next for you? Discover how she acts when she likes you but is trying to hide it, or learn how to drive women crazy with flirting tactics. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.